The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Collect, Ports International, Printmasters, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Well, I know this gal named Rosie Brown. She is the sweetest looking thing in Nassau town.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Guys, I hope you're out there doing well. This is the last day of the month, last day of the month of July. I hope you guys have had a good holiday. I know some schools start in August. I know some things happen like that. So I hope that you had a good holiday. If you're celebrating your birthday, I want to say happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating an anniversary, happy anniversary to you. Whatever you're celebrating today, I want to say I'm happy this to you or whatever you're commemorating or identifying. We're right here with you today, jamming the way that you should be. Grateful to be in your space today and just being able to talk like this. I am always happy. Got to be able to remind you of a couple of things. Pop the tops back with Click. They just want to be able to remind you that $200,000 is giving away. They're giving away up to $200,000 in cash and prizes. So they want you to be able to be a part of it. And to find out more about it, just be able to pick up your favorite Click beer. Pop the top, look under the top, and make a determination of what you could be able to do, right? You just follow the instructions. The Click beer, you can get Click merchandise or cold, hard cash. That's free Click beer. Click merchandise or cold, hard cash can all be yours just by drinking Click. And they want to be able to remind you to drink responsibly, bang. Drink responsibly in these particular spaces. Now, it's a beautiful day, man. I am grateful to be in your company, always being able to jam like this. I got to shout out my guy, Dion. He slid sudden in an envelope and he brought it down for me. So, Dion, I'm truly grateful for the opportunity to be able to do this. I'm grateful for that. Guys, I told you that I won't be here for the month of August. All right, so tomorrow we're going to have Anku come down. Anku's going to be sitting in for me. You know Anku. So he's going to be sitting in with me. Not for me, not with me. And over the course of the next few weeks, you're going to be able to see sort of a move between a few persons, just being able to sit in the space for me. So I'm grateful for that and grateful for the opportunity. And the Ministry of Tourism, Investment and Aviation invites you to vote now in the Caribbean Journal's third annual Bahamas Travel and Sustainability Awards at Caribbean Journal's official website and ballot link. Support the best of the Bahamas before September 2nd. All right, now we've been talking for a little while, and in the midst of that conversation, I've been telling you about this detox. I got a call last night from my guy, Ephraim Jones, right? He saw me over, Shanique invited me. I sat with Shanique last evening, just a little 2 seconds. And Ephraim calls me, said, how would you look vibrant, boy? You said that you was on your little thing. So I said, I appreciate it, right? You got to spruced up a little bit for television. So he said, what you did? Yeah, well, you know. And a couple persons have been stopping me, asking me about the detox. In fact, you know, this guy over at the other studio asked me, was that the woman who you're saying? What's the woman name? Dr. Teresa Adley Smith. We've been talking about her and talking about the hydrocolonic colonic and what needs to be done. And the fact that our colons are sometimes dehydrated. We're not eating the right things. We're not drinking the right things. We find ourselves in this kind of a position. Have a regular pass. Maybe this is something hereditary in your mind. And you pass once a week and you think that this is okay. Well, you know, I went twice this week. Bananas, right? So you got to be able to get yourself regular, and you can do that by being able to hydrate your colon, right? So call Dr. Teresa Adley Smith, and she'd be more than happy to take care of you with Cocoa Plum Wellness Bahamas. They could be more than happy to take care of you. They're located now in the One West Plaza, and they could be more than happy to accommodate you by just checking them out at CocoaPlumWellnessBahamas.com, CocoaPlumWellnessBahamas.com, or you can be able to hit her up at 445-8111. That's 445-8111. She's very good people. We've done this. This is not something that I'm telling you about that I haven't done or I haven't experienced, right? So my family and I, my wife and I, we went down, we checked her out and see exactly what she had to offer. My wife was, let's just say she was absolutely alleviated. Praise Jesus. And so it's a great opportunity, and you can be able to get 25% off on Mondays, 25% off on Fridays, and 50% at the 25th day of every month, 50% of the 25th day of every month. All right. So we're going to be able to find out more information about that. I'm still waiting on her so we can be able to get down there and pop the top as it relates to being able to christen this new space out there in the One West Plaza out west. All right. So we're still waiting on that remote to be able to do some stuff with her and take it from there. But guys, make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Shanty towns to be cleared. Nearly 200 eviction notices issued. This is what the minister has stated. The shanty town demolition will take place in New Providence in the upcoming weeks after close to 200 eviction notices were given out by officials. This is what the Minister of Works said yesterday. As part of the government's efforts to remove shanty towns throughout the Bahamas, the Unregulated Community Task Force conducted assessments in Eleuthera last week. Sweeting said that the force visited communities in Topham Bay and Palmetto Point in Blackwood and Russell Island to provide 30-day notice before demolitions begin. I know this is bleeding into so many different type of conversations. You know, Small Business Thursday, I have a couple people who says, Howard, we're going to have to push it back. Well, I don't know how far you can push it back. Because I won't be here. I don't know if I could have someone do Small Business Thursday, but I won't be here next week Thursday. God's Prayer Lives. I won't be in this space. All right. So some people push some things back. I had three people push things back today, and so I'm waiting for one guest, which is the Joshua Source leadership, who was with us before. And so they should be here around 12:30 or so, and we can be able to dive into a conversation with them to be able to find out what they're doing in that space. But essentially, some headline news that exists in these particular spaces. There were some questions that were asked last night. This story that talked about the Defense Force officer, which I was sort of oblivious to. I didn't necessarily dive into the story earlier that day. You know, I was preoccupied. Talk to me. And she talked to me. Yeah, this slipping into darkness. I had to pull myself out. Come out. You know, you watch Poltergeist? Come into the light, Caroline. Come on. No, don't go into the light.
Don't go into the light, right? This is me yesterday. I had to put myself back. Jesus. Praise God. So I was preoccupied and just being able to absorb the story and sitting down there to talk about how the allegations against the Royal Defense Force officer who had an event on Eleuthera for the Rangers in preparation to become Rangers. And the children started to talk about, or the parents complained that some children said, they make us drink dirty toilet water. There are some allegations that caused my eye to pop up my head. I think this is cartoons. That said that they made us masturbate in the front of the grouping or whatever, right? I thought this is wild. And then there was another allegation that said that there was this kind of erotica performance. They didn't actually say it was the event, but, you know, putting in certain positions and showing the acts of sex, thing for me. It was a disturbing thing for me. And to absorb it like that, to be able to say it like that, you really, you don't want to call it sharing liars, but you pray to God somewhere deep in your heart that this ain't true. Because to believe that the Bahamas is devolving, has eroded its morality in almost every sector to this point where we're given over to a reprobate mind. Talk to me. That this is our cup. That this portion is ours to ingest now. This is too much. This is not the Bahama land I come from. This is, listen, we've evolved to a space in this country. And I can't say evolved. I think we devolved, right? We've gotten to a space in this country where so many of us could be able to recollect. And it's nostalgic when we smell, you know, the pine trees and the earth when people clearing down the property and all these things like that. Because some of us remember having camps in the bush. Yeah. Young men, yeah, we used to travel up and down in the bush. Listen, I know where every hole is in the back by us on the north side. I know where, listen, when dogs died in 8 Mile Rock by us, there was a pathway that would lead from Hannah Hill to Pinedale, way on the northern side, close to where. And there's a cave down there. So when the dog died, we would put, instead of digging a hole, we put the dog in a wheelbarrow and drive, because we used to have like a ton of dogs. But we'd put the dog in the wheelbarrow and, or if a dog died in the front of the yard, Grammy said, no, go move that dog. So we put the dog in the wheelbarrow and walk it way out to the north and throw it in the hole. We knew the environment. And now we've devolved into a space where mothers are saying, y'all don't go in them bushes. My Grammy never said that. In fact, she probably say, get your behind, go in the bush or something like that. We have come to the point where we fear what we can't even see. And it's a fearful thing that we've given our children over to an idea of structure. Between that and the conversations that so many persons are having about this sort of an idea about bringing, oh Lord, what they used to call it? Jeff Lloyd did it, right? Bringing this youth guard, right? It's the National Youth Guard, that was it? The National Youth Guard back. Being able to occupy the minds and the time of young people. And look, this is what's happening now. Bam. That's a sad thing, man. That's an extremely sad thing. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the parents that had to experience that. I'm sorry to the kids that had to experience that. And I am sorry for the Royal Bahamas Defense Force to have this sort of a mark on your name just by mere affiliation. Not that this is what you stand for. Not that there is not a standard bearer in the organization. Not that this is that we don't look at you with a high degree of respect as an organization and know that you demand our respect. But we're looking at this And we're making a determination, evaluating the fact that this is poor. And we're absolutely disappointed with that. And I'm very sorry to hear that. Let's talk about a couple things today, guys. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
He is the king of crunch, the master of flavor, and he's going to set your taste buds on fire with the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and bold chipotle sauce. Plus, fixins cover a crispy chicken patty or two flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches that are bigger, better, and bolder than anything around. And they're only available at Burger King Nassau. Try one today.
For a loved one currently under medical care, do you need affordable medical supplies? Ports International is the largest home health care supplier. Our compassionate team is committed to patients and their loved ones. From hospital beds to wound care, wheelchairs to walkers, Ports is a one-stop shop for your medical supplies, and we accept all major insurance. With two locations to serve you, at Airport Industrial Park and Shirley Street, we also ship to the Family Islands. Visit us on Facebook or call Ports at 377-1771.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. If you want to give me a call, you can do that. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can just hit me up, 422-4796. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Grun.
Hey.
Good afternoon. These are some serious, serious allegations from the Royal Bombers Defense Force. And I don't know, but you send the little girls, send them to the girls scout and stuff like that. I don't know, you gotta. Where else could you send these children that you have a good report come back? I mean, the Rangers is a good program, but now such thing like this is really serious. And I just pray that these things are not really.
You would want to say that, but Jen, at the same time, you don't want to say the children as liars.
No.
Police investigating.
You can't, because children ain't just. Pitch up
no, they ain't gonna just say that out of nowhere.
Like that.
Yeah, they ain't gonna just say that out of
you
nowhere.
You know,
yeah.
But I don't know, boy. I don't know. Could you sue him for that or anybody?
Well, there has to be, the law has to take its course. Police are now investigating the allegations that the children, I appreciate your telephone call, let me read this little tease. So this is in the Tribune yesterday, kids abused at Ranger Camp, and the claims of inappropriate sexual behavior, being forced to drink toilet water, and of beatings. This is what they're saying, right? So it says police are investigating the allegations that children in the Royal Bahamas Defense Force Ranger program were abused during a summer camp in Eleuthera. Claims that include beatings, being forced to drink toilet water, and sexually inappropriate behavior by an officer. Comrade Floyd Moxie told the Tribune, this is the Tribune that I'm reading from, yesterday that the Royal Bahamas Defense Force launched an internal investigation after a parent filed a complaint, prompting the deployment of the Defense Force's intelligence team to Freeport, where the parent lives. So the matter is with police now. The team was confined to the base for 8 days. The Marine was confined to the base for 8 days during the Royal Bahamas Defense Force's initial inquiry, but has since been released, as the police investigation is still ongoing. This was in the papers yesterday, just being able to talk about those things. A sad man. Any allegations? And the story is structured that there is claims of inappropriate sexual behavior, being forced to drink toilet water, and beating. Kids abused, right? So I don't know whether or not it's plural. It sounds like one parent has come to the forefront. And after that parent has come to the forefront, there has been sort of allegations and this idea of other things happening and persons being able to talk about that. So I wait to hear more before I rain down fire and brimstone upon these particular. We need to hear more. It's far-fetched. It's not impossible, nor is it improbable. It's just unbelievable that this is happening right here and right now. Telephone call on the line, go ahead. Caller? 323-622-3232-54316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300. 5720, hit me at 422-4796. I can't do it, man. I can't find myself in the position where I am saying, oh, these old stinking no good dogs, and I'm going to wait. I'm going to withhold comment on this particular thing and quietly pray that maybe it was a misunderstanding, maybe it was a simulation, maybe it was a representation of what you should not do, maybe there was miscommunication in this kind of a display. Maybe they stepped over the line, but they did. I don't know. I honestly, Jesus, I don't want to sit here in this space, speculate, and say that this is the worst of the worst that has actually happened to our kids. Because, you know, the credibility of so many organizations has come into question. And for the Royal Bahamas Defense Force to be added to that. Because, you know, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the corruption allegations still loom over their head. So now for the Defense Force to be able to take on this kind of a position and being able to identify, oh, listen, this is too much. This is too much. Let's take an next telephone.
Howard.
Hey.
So what you suggest or what you think people should still continue to be sending their children to this stuff? But there's some scary time. I mean, me being here and these things happening, then when you hear something happen, they go in front of the courts, either this or that. But the children then not get messed up. They mentally disturbed after that, unless they get a mess from Jesus.
So, well, I could say this.
I mean, you have children, all us have children. You think
yeah.
We should be sending our children?
Well, I can say this. All my children in something. But my boys, or my boy and my girl, they go to school now, the big ones. But They were in GGYA.
Uh-huh.
My little girl was in some kind of mangrove something, environmental something. So she used to go out there, right?
Over the youth guard.
Right? No. I never took them to the youth guard. My boy wanted to do the Rangers thing also, you know.
Okay.
He wanted to do the Rangers thing also. And how it was presented to me years ago, that it was good. It was good. He actually had a cousin who had done this, and the most she had was mosquito bites. When she went to Andrews or something like that, right?
I think all of them things good. It's just that some people allow these people them to get.
And so I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to put myself in the position where I say no. Don't send your children. We need to. Our children need social interaction. They need to talk to each other. How to interact with each other. They need to know the culture of who we are. They need to know.
The whistle of somebody.
They need to know these things.
Masturbating a group or whatever.
They need to know these things.
They need to know how to blow the whistle. Howard, tell me something. You hearing anything in the papers or seeing anything in the papers where the government saying if they can do this thing with the free WAT for the school materials and school supplies?
Yeah, that's something that was established some years ago. I don't know of the time.
I know people could use it now.
Yeah. I think it's the last 2 weeks in August, or if I'm, I stand to be corrected, but I could find out.
Yeah, that'll be good if they continue. I think the people need the help. Howard, don't fight me. Just a little joke. I hear you say you're going on vacation.
Yeah.
And we won't keep the ratings on the foundation. So I say, you consider letting Pearlie do the show? Hey, you can keep the ratings up. Everybody else letting them out.
Yeah, I keep the ratings up right in the office of the Prime Minister, right?
Then again?
I said, yeah, the ratings will be up in the office of the Prime Minister listening every day. Every day.
That would be a good thing. We won't keep the ratings up. But you know, buddy could host a show like Burley. I mean, there's some good people names you call and stuff. But you could consider, you could think about, you say 2 weeks, at least once.
Yeah, well, I'll consider it. I appreciate you, Papa.
At least once.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Let's take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm calling about the issue of what you were discussing a few minutes ago about the Ralph Amos Defense Board.
Yes, ma'am.
I know some years back, I had some nephews who went to the program.
Mm-hmm.
The program is a very good program. Like you said, our children need to be properly socialized.
Right.
But one summer, my son wanted to go, so we allowed him to go. But now he did not have a good experience. So the Defense Force, Police Force officers, properly socializing our children and we put them in their care starts with them. So they know how need to know how to talk to the children. You know, talk to them as young adults, speak to them in that manner, not screaming at them, not saying demeaning things. And there was an issue when he went with they had the party pot for them to use. But the problem was he's not used to being in certain environments when we talk about sanitary environment.
Mm-hmm.
And because the party pods wasn't kept in the best manner, he ended up having an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And they called, said I needed to come to him, and he refused to go back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to look at these programs in a holistic approach. Not because they're children. I think, you know, sometimes adults think it's okay to do certain things to them, but that's not the case. But because we have to remember we're preparing them for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And they will go out into society and behave a certain way if they're treated a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's pour on the love. Let's pour on the mutual respect. And let's try to have the environment we have them in, you know, properly kept.
I appreciate
it.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate your telephone call. And I want to agree with you. With the sort of an idea of the condescension, know your audience. I think it's important that you know your audience. The authority that you want to be able to ensue, the authority that you want them to identify you as, doesn't necessarily have to be paired with condescendence. You don't have to talk down to the children for them to understand that you're the authority. And I know that that happens in the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the Defense Force as it relates to the ascent to becoming a police officer or a Defense Force officer, right? There is a course that you go through and you may be met with this level of condescension. But that, for me, should be concentrated in that space. And not spilling out when you are dealing with civilians. Is it okay for me to say that like that? Yeah, you're dealing with civilian children. Many of them who come from homes that don't have this level of aggression. That's why we send them to you. Yeah, there may not be this level of discipline and this sturdy voice in the home, right? I guess if we do the statistics, we could be able to find out you know, if they come from single family homes or, you know, the dynamics of the home. But in my mind, it's saying we want these children not only to be socialized, but we want them to be able to have a respect for authority. Some mothers, when we watch shock treatment, when we watch all these particular things, and Carlos start to tell us, Dr. Carlos Reed, start to tell us about the backstory that's happening of why mothers brought their children and all these particular things, we recognize that these kids need training. They need a male figure. They need an authoritative figure in their lives. But the instructors needs to know the difference between that authority and the level of condescension that will be paired in those things. Yeah. And also to the story that it sounds like a lot of shame. Yeah. You ain't tell us the whole story. You tell us the porta potty, right? And unsanitary and an accident. That could be shame for any child. My God, if that happened to me to school, I don't want to go back to school either. You understand? Yeah, because little children are very unforgiving. They will make fun of you forever. So we're sorry about those particular things. And then when we hear stories like that, sometimes we got to be able to differentiate between whether or not there's something being done wrong by the authorities or whether or not this was a sheer accident that sometimes happened, and we have to be able to put our pride aside and stand strong. Yeah. So we got to be able to differentiate. But I appreciate the stories, and I appreciate being able to hear about those particular things. Yeah, guys, I just wanted to be able to say that. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. These are all heavy stories, man. These are heavy stories. And there needs to be a champion. We need to have a champion of these particular causes in our country. There needs to be a champion. Someone who can be able to identify these things, who can speak with clarity to these things, who can carry these messages into the House of Assembly, find it, get on a white paper, create a bill, agitate, advocate, find itself to be able to debate these things and create laws, rules, regulations that govern our country. That's what we need. That's what we need. And then post that, we need the enforcement necessary. There got to be a stipulation. No one can just pop up and say, okay, I want to be a counselor. I think I could be a great counselor. You just can't identify what you believe to be the strongest person. I can't say how they quantified who can do what, but you just can't identify the strongest or the fastest person as a cadet or as a ranger, as a defense force officer or whatever. And then you say, I think you should be able to look over this particular group of men, this particular group of, you don't know. There got to be a deeper vetting associated with these things, man. I sit in here trying to make one excuse after another for the possibility that this cannot be accurate. Not for the sake that the child is a liar, but for the sake and the preservation of the idea for us as Bahamians to say, my God, who can we trust now? That's such a sad thing. That's such a sad thing, man. But I continue to be able to pray for you all and pray that you have a very clear understanding of what needs to happen going forward. All right, so let me take this commercial break, guys, and then we're going to get to news. And when we get back, we're going to have a great conversation with Joshua Source Generation and take it from there. All right?
The foundation. Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running. Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Hungry for a deal that hits the spot and your wallet? Then stop by Wendy's and grab our $15.95 meal deal for two. Choose two of your favorite entrees, a Dave's single, spicy chicken, or a 10-piece nugget. Served with two junior fries and 16-ounce drinks. All for just $15.95. At Wendy's, we're always serving quality food at a great price. Available for a limited time.
You or a loved one currently under medical care? Do you need affordable medical supplies? Ports International is the largest home health care supplier. Our compassionate team is committed to patients and their loved ones. From hospital beds to wound care, wheelchairs to walkers, Ports is a one-stop shop for your medical supplies, and we accept all major insurance. With two locations to serve you, at Airport Industrial Park and Shirley Street, we also ship to the Family Islands. Visit us on Facebook or call Ports at 377-1771.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
He is the king of crunch, the master of flavor, and he's going to set your taste buds on whiz at Burger King Nassau. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and bold chipotle sauce. Plus, fixins cover a crispy chicken patty or two flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches that are bigger, better, and bolder than anything around. And they're only available at Burger King Nassau. Try one today.
Pop the top with Collect. Check your cap by 700. 200,000 in cash and prizes. With winners on different islands.
Collect!
Pop the top with Collect. Check your cap by 700. You could win free bears. Take a sip and collect merchandise. Marase. I pop mine out.
Exomarigada.
I pop mine out.
Home Comedy Lutra.
Win free bears out.
Papa Cohen and just
check your cap.
Ready to go Grand Bahama. Collect!
Pop the top with Collect, check your cap at 700. You could win free bears, take a sip and collect merchandise, mother said.
Drink responsibly, buddy.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I tell you, getting ready for vacation and relaxing myself, so I won't be here tomorrow. I got a couple of people, everybody said, Howard, put Pearly there. You all need to stop, you know. You all like row. And I don't like row. I don't be into it. All right, so we can be here and jam the way that we are, just being able to talk like this. Right now, I want to be able to reintroduce you. We had a great conversation with her, I think, a few weeks back, and maybe a month or so. And she's back here again to be able to talk to us a little bit more about Joshua Source Leaders. This is the leader, Dr. Patrice Hannah Carey. She's here in the studio with us with none other than Dr. Renee Simonet. She's here also to be able to talk about education from that particular perspective and standpoint. I am so grateful to have you ladies in the studio with us today. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Bahamas. It is so great to be back in your company. Looking forward to sharing with you the party's platform, our position and our stance on where our nation is at and where we need to be.
Talk to me about this. Last time we were here, we had a great conversation. You got great energy. What have you been doing since then? Are you on the ground? Are you paying attention to what's happening with other organizations? Are you dead set and set and focused on what you're doing? Talk to me about how you're preparing for the next general election.
Well, Howard, I will tell you that the work is ongoing. As you know, our nation has been set with the two-party system. Mm-hmm. And also, as you are currently aware, there is a fox in the hen house with the COI. Oh, I think they call it koi, like the trick koi, double-colored, dual-ended fish koi party. And so the work has been tedious. But I will tell you that the work is worthwhile. So we have been, I have been, the team have been diligently working towards manifesting the goals for the election, seeking, of course, political candidates to vie for as many seats as possible in order to be able to receive the administration. And we're just here. We're here. We're here to let the Bahamas know that at the end of the day, we believe that God has already shifted. That is the ultimate source, has already shifted it. He has taken it out of the hands of those that do not have the best interests of the Bahamian people, God-fearing people, I might add. We may not have our share of faults, but we do fear God, and he has taken it out of their hands, and you're looking, and Bahamas, you are hearing the woman that God has blessed you with, and I am happy and ready to serve you.
I want to take it from right there. I think a lot of persons have always, and I think that this is an appropriate conversation to have because of the culture that exists in our country. A lot of persons that come to the forefront, whatever subsector they come from, whether it's business, whether it's education, whether it's crime, whether it's whatever rejuvenation and realignment, a lot of persons would like to say that there needs to be something done about this particular sector, whatever it is, right? And I believe that God has called me to do this in this sector for this time. I feel impassioned. There's something that exists deep within me. This fire cannot be extinguished. For some reason, I got to get this out. I know that God has called me for this. Is this what you're saying to us about your leadership stance and position as it relates to Joshua Source leadership?
Exactly, Howard. You've said it in that brief mouthful. What it is you can always tell when it is an admission from the Father, when there is compulsion, when there is conviction, when there is fortitude. And goodness knows, I in myself, if it was on my own strength or my own power, could not and would have not been here today. But it's by God's grace that I took up this mantle. He told me to do it. He read it me with purpose. Even initially, I said, Holy Spirit, I'm just Dr. Patrice Hannah Carey. I said, Lord, look at all the great, great women in society. If there is to be a first female prime minister, I said, God said he sent them. He has sent individuals prior, but no one would go. What makes Dr. Hannah Carey different? I am obedient to the call. I am here to do it. I am ready. I'm facing the giants. Such adversity, this does not come. No one stands in the face of such great adversity lest there is a great force behind them. I am standing. I am pushing because I am not on my own strength. There is mantle and purpose in me. And I can assure the Bahamas, it is the same way as it was with the prophet Samuel when he went to Jesse's house and he was able to see all of the additional eight brothers, so many of them, he was able to see all of them. And he looked and he chose, surely it was this one, surely it must be that one. But in the end, it was David. And here and now, you have Dr. Patrice Hannah Carey ready and willing and anointed and appointed to be your first female prime minister and to lead this nation out of poverty, into prosperity, and into rejuvenation, redirection, reintroduction, and redevelopment. We just praise God. I'm grateful to be selected in this way by God.
There has been this significant modification over the course of history in our country, over the course of the past, let's say, 40 years, where in the pursuit of education, a lot of persons have left their religion, they left their faith, right at the shores, took off and came back and never picked it up again. There has been this sort of an idea that it doesn't have to be done through faith. It doesn't have to be done through religion. It doesn't have to be done through this sort of a mindset. But if we use strategy, if we use science, if we understand the ways of the world and apply that to what's happening locally, then we could be able to see change in our society. What do you say to those persons who don't necessarily ascribe or subscribe to your faith that wants to see the same change for this country?
Well, number one, in faith, certainly is my faith that have me here, but it's not faith. When we deal with a society and nation at the whole, we're talking about a multiverse. We're talking about equality. We're talking about every level, different sectors with different beliefs, different commonalities. And so an individual that God has chosen to lead, certainly it cannot be tunnel vision. It cannot have a trajectory of just one path. The only singular path that God has set me on that cannot be dissuaded or turned is one to alleviate poverty, depression, suicide, ailments, sickness, the things that lead and that led from leaders that chose not to follow the instructions of God. What is it if you are going to eat? My God, even in the Bible, and I have to still use my faith, but it's not necessarily about faith for them. Even in the Bible, it says to allow crumbs to drop down so that individuals could eat. How much can we hold for ourselves? How much money can we put aside for our generations while others bitterly suffer at the bottom? And so the only singular trajectory that cannot be dissuaded as it relates to Joshua Sauce leader's political party and the mantle and purpose that God has given to me, Dr. Patrice Hannah Carey, is that to help alleviate altogether poverty. And that means bringing everyone up to at least a base level of comfort. There will always be different variations of income. There will always be the wealthy and what we call the poor. But there's a difference from being poor in relation to wealthy than being broke, busted, ready to do anything, ready to take any kind of stance. Howard, on the way here to the station, I saw this gentleman. It's not in person any particular characteristics about him. But I saw this gentleman walking, and as he was walking, casual gentleman, regular clothing, he had about five little boys. All of them were just like street kids, just walking around, and they were walking together, just following him. And one of the little boys waved to me, and I said, I waved back, and I said, Holy Spirit, where is this man taking these children? I could, because the gentleman's age and how I looked at him, I could see that there potentially, even through discernment, was no relation, but they were following him, just ready to follow him. We have created, based on us refusing to let the system go, this demonized system, a system filled with negativity from the leaders, from corrupt leaders come down that have caused such a perverted bias, a poverty level in our nation until we have innocent, ready to follow God knows who and go anywhere and potentially, as I was speaking to God, even be persuaded to do anything for basic, even sell their souls, sell their bodies. Who is to say? And so I began to look at that as even a symbol. At the end of the day, we have to bring up the level of our people that is going to bring up the financial level, that is going to bring up the health, that is going to bring up the economic state. It is going to ultimately make for a better nation altogether.
Well, I would like to know how. I'd like to know how you intend to do that. I'd like to know through which source that you intend to do that. What avenue that you want to be able to tussle first to ensure that we could be able to incorporate the finances, the capital necessary to be able to do that. From an education standpoint, I see that Dr. Seminet is here with us. I'd like to talk about this kind of a mindset shift that needs to happen from the foundation of our children in terms of the sustainability that we want in society. That's the first thing. The second thing is that there's in our country right now, there is a lot of relationships. There's tariffs happening around the world, on again, off again. There's a lot of things happening that places us from paycheck to paycheck, this kind of a society, right? From hand to mouth, right? We don't sustain ourselves. We don't necessarily have what it takes to be able to feed ourselves. We don't have a great deal of things. And so the alleviation of poverty in our society is a heavy, heavy statement.
It's heavy, but it is mantled. Listen, it is mantled and it is purpose. It is a weight, but God ordained me to carry this weight. Now, raised several points, there several questions. And the thing about it is this. If Howard does not have to pay for a certain thing, then and Howard is allowed to keep that dollar in his pocket, that is a dollar saved. Okay? A penny saved is a penny earned. So at the end of the day, when we look at how much money we have to send out of country, let's just go with farming at the end of the day. Food sustainability have to come up. The farmers really in the Joshua Soros leaders manifesto and their political platform, they are ultimately the main winners here because they are the ones that are going to help to carry this nation through. It is all about natural living. It is all about nativity. The Bahamians have gotten so used to a foreign taste, foreign food. How does our own soil taste? We want to know where the illness and the ailment, so many of them come from. It is because our body is dissociated from our own land. We were born here. We were bred here. We were meant to eat here and live off this land for sustainability. So that's a key. So, and one of the other key aspects is, like I mentioned to you, it relates to the VAT. One of the Joshua Soros leaders' manifesto key points is to have anybody, at this point, it's just at this point, we look at it as we go through the tenure, but at this point, knowing that we need mass alleviation, right, mass relief, what it is that anyone who makes less than $20,000 per year, and that, mind you, I confess, it is a great number, but for those individuals, we're going to cut out the VAT. No one say how we need the VAT. Please don't start saying how we need the VAT. Oh, we need the VAT. You was living before you had VAT. In fact, no one could account for the VAT money now. The VAT here. But you can't say no different. You can't say no better. Nothing being stretched. People don't owe the same monies. So at the end of the day, we wanna bring relief to that. We also wanna bring relief when it comes to our seniors. Can you imagine? Go out there and verify it. Not only taking my word, but so many seniors, you know where they are, back to work after retirement. How is it retirement? At the end of the day, they should be able to sustain themselves and the nation should be carrying so much of that weight for them. So the Joshua Soros leaders is prepared to offer seniors free government utilities. So we deal
but you're putting us right back into poverty.
Let me tell you. Let me finish my points first. Howard, I ain't putting the nation nowhere. I could never be mantled by God in this tie-in because it ties in with immigration. It ties in with finance. You're going to see where the money is going to come back in. So much so, let me just dip straight over to finance. Right now, it is thank God for the banks that still offer us a penny on our money. How long? I understand these the money people and how much we owe them. And we're not trying to push any bank provided. At this point, Howard, we'd only be pushing out machines. Because really, even in the Martellus and stuff like that, they then outsource all of the human workers, really. Okay? But I'm saying we're not trying to push any bank out. But at the same time, we need to invite in new financial institutions now. Those ones that are going to profit the people for their money. Still giving them a bang for their buck.
We really need to work. We need to work the technology. We need to work within these fields to be able to build the revenue of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We need to take advantage of the assets that we have as it relates to environment. At the end of the day, if we have to sell our garbage, sell our garbage. These things, other nations are buying it. Why is the vision for our Commonwealth being so lackadaisical? Is it so important for you to have all for yourself while the people suffer? God will not have it again. And that is why I have been raised up. A woman ready to fight, ready to stand, built for it. And you can prove it because I am here before you. And no one does these type of things unless they are led by the Holy Spirit. I stand in the midst of giants, of a system that dare say it will never be changed, because I know that God is with me, Bahamas. I am here for you. It will work out.
I'm listening to you and I like it. I like this sort of a relentless faith and just being able to stand up for what you believe in and your convictions and moving straight, steadfast with that. But for the purposes of the conversation, I just want to be able to be as balanced as possible. There are a lot of persons that I alluded to that don't necessarily share in our faith, because I share your faith. And there are a lot of persons who would say that you may be delusional to believe that these things could just be able to manifest. It's like the days where, you know, manna would fall from heaven. These things would just automatically pop up. There are relationships, there are trade, there are tariffs, there are so many things that goes into the food that comes to our shores, that comes in bulk to our particular spaces. There's so much that goes down with that. And so when you start to talk about the alleviation of poverty, this is not only something that we're dealing with here in the Bahamas. This is something that we're dealing with globally. And when you look at 400,000 people and you look at the amount of persons that are living below the poverty line in our country.
400,000 plus, right? Migrants. Please, right. Add more mouths.
So we're feeding them too.
Of course.
We can feed everybody.
We're feeding them until we can deal with that immigration system. You can't leave anybody to starve. At the end of the day, a starving person is a dangerous person. So I don't even want to stop you. I want you to continue, but I wanted you to add on. But please don't, because it's not 400,000. The half of the number in this country can't even be numbered.
Statistically, the most recent statistics.
402, say. Statistically, 402.
Right? So it was like 390-something thousand, right? Mm-hmm. So we say 400,000, round it off, right? And so when we identify those particular things and we realize that the amount of persons that are living below the poverty line, that minimum wage is less than $15,000 a year. And so you're saying that the amount of persons
that was
who live under the poverty line.
That's the Holy Ghost.
We ain't paying no vat.
On top of that, no. And because let me tell you, even the rich will be accustomed to this. Listen carefully to me. When I initially went through my constituency, the wealthy, the Freetown constituency, which is inclusive of Camp Road, okay? The wealthy are not heartless people. They just, at the end of the day, they have to look out for their interests, okay? Mm-hmm. And their interest is wealth. But it doesn't mean that at the end of the day, they want to see the persons around them. They live on the border and on the shores of these individuals that are prepared to do even any sort of vile criminal act just for basic money. The wealthy, their best interest also is to follow the Joshua Source plan, because their monies will not drop. They would just have to adapt. They would have to adapt, pay out a little now to make it work. I believe in the wealthy being wealthy. So I just don't believe in the poor getting poorer.
So you believe in income tax?
I do believe in income tax, but I understand at this point there are some indifferences that we have.
I just want you to know that I'm enjoying this conversation.
Wonderful. Excellent. I do believe in it, but
because a lot of people just run away from it. They're always like, oh, well, you know, well, income tax, because, you know.
No. I definitely believe in it. But see, remember I tell you that we look at it as we go through tenure. So what it means is that as the situation changes, you mentioned something that deluded, not from your point of view, but you're just being open, right? You mentioned it and you said to be able to just simply manifest it or make it happen. Everything takes time. Real vision and a real plan in place, then that in itself will allow for it to come to pass within the briefest amount of time. And when that happens, then we are able to tick something off. And we no longer have this many people living below the poverty line. And so not that many people need to be relieved.
Let me ask you this question, because I am going off for the whole month of August, right? I don't know if you're getting on vacation also. But I'd like to give you an opportunity to talk for 2 hours. Would you like to host the show?
I listen carefully to me.
It'll give you an opportunity.
Dr. Hannah Carey is the leader. I am the leader, as God has spoken it, the chief executive officer of an entire nation. I am prepared to host the show.
Okay, praise God. So it'll give you an opportunity to run through your manifesto, to have persons engage you, to talk to you about that, to be able to talk about these particular things and have persons know exactly where your heart is. These little couple of minutes that we have together, it does a disservice because there's so much things I won't get into. I want to talk about immigration. I want to talk about all
huge
these particular
platform,
things.
Huge,
right?
Huge.
And we didn't have an opportunity to be able to expand upon education, be sort of the rejuvenation of our society.
Amen.
And when you be able to do those things. So I'd like to be able to extend that to you. I'd like you to be able to do that. If you can do that.
Of course.
All right, so we can talk about it. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be able to give her a call. Let that person know how they can be able to get in contact with you.
Well, certainly. So the website itself is www.jslpoliticalparty.com, where you get to see it. Of course, you can visit all of the Facebooks and the TikTok. Just look for Joshua Sauce Leaders Political Party. Also, there is an email, joshuasauce242@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. The numbers at the office are 394-6678 and 810-0777. Listen, we're looking forward to the changes.
I appreciate it. I thank you so very kindly for being able to sit with me today. I apologize about this kind of a short time, but I know that persons are feeling your passion. A lot of persons are saying
thank you.
So we're going to get an opportunity to be able to do this next week, and then we look forward to being able to see you. Okay?
Certainly.
All right, guys. Quick break. Going to be right back with Direct Marketers.
Thank you.
The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. Guardian Radio and The Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, The Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at The Foundation understand the times and don't want you with Guardian Radio. You reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with The Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Is your business ready for the next big step? More inventory? New equipment? A larger space? At Fidelity, we offer commercial loans tailored to suit your business's needs. Inquire today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons. nonsense.
We need to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know.
Look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant, you're accompanying the foundation. Here with Rick Walker, my brother is in the house.
I'd go.
We okay, sir?
That's cool. What'd you say, man?
Did they recruit you?
Who's that? Those individuals?
Joshua Shores?
Yeah, man. I thought they were pretty amazing. Good ideas, and I like the way she delivers it. And hey, listen, her belief can take her beyond where she's even thinking she's gonna go. Praise you gotta start off with a vision, and you gotta believe. If you don't believe,
praise God.
Yeah, man, that's how it go. But listen, your man Howard. Listen, I gotta jump straight into this, man. Can I start with my spiel?
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is, and I am from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212, 552-0212, 552-0212, dial 552-0212. I like the way we in sync, man. We need to start like a group. We just had to go find but two or three other people. Wake up something.
Just to sing your telephone number.
Just sing my telephone number.
Just go around and sing
it. Are you serious, man? Hey, listen to Howard. You say your train getting back to school. We got one or two. How much going back?
Two going back.
Okay.
Well, actually, all four because the next two in school.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, let's say, high school.
Okay. No.
Not high school, but regular school. Regular school. Okay, cool. Back to school. Back to school shopping just got a whole lot better at John's Shoes and Accessories. Do you know that? You ever been by John's?
Of course I've been by
John's. I'm just trying to say. Now listen
to this.
From Grand Bahama. I would listen to this, man.
You from Grand Bahama.
You serious?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that. You know love but John, you know, man. Hold on.
My granddaddy was, his name is John.
Oh, yeah? John. Hey, look for John or vice versa. I know I did some research. But I segue. Let's get back to this. John's Shoe Store, John's Shoes and Accessories. They're the number one destination for stylish, comfortable, and affordable footwear. Did you know that, Howard? And they've been open up for guess what year? Guess what year they opened up? Let's go.
1981.
You lie. Okay, I can't say you lie. Your story.
My story.
Yeah. Earlier than that.
78?
Earlier than that.
Can't be.
Go ahead.
73.
Earlier than that, man?
70.
Go, keep on going back.
64.
Reverse.
67.
You said 64. I said reverse. 64. 1946? 1946. That's a YB. John Shoes.
John Shoes was open from 1946?
1946. 80 years, man. It's a family-owned business, of course, Howard. And they've been serving generations, like I said, for 80 years. Now, you're going to find the top-quality shoes like and premium accessories and an unbelievable service down there at John's when you go there. Because I always had a great time going there when I was myself as a child. But this back-to-school session, or this back-to-school season, I should say, they're making it so much easier down there by John's, where you're going to save even more money. If you want premium leather shoes in a huge variety of styles, John's has it. Or you can check out their top European and American brands like Camper. That's a highly sorted, highly sought after brand that just came out, Howard. It's handcrafted European shoes. Feels like they're hugging your feet. Amazing shoes, Howard. I love them. I love them. I love them. I think something called Stride Right is designed specifically for toddlers to support healthy foot development. So, you know, as you grow, you need a different type of shoe. So these shoes are, or should I say, this brand is designed and dedicated right for those needs. Easy Strider, Class Action, and Rachel shoes. And they're ever stylish, Sperry Top Siders, man. Everybody like them. And that gives you that crisp nautical vibe that, you know, you've been looking for a long time. What else you can get down there? Skechers. You can get the classic all black or the pure white. Now, the all black is used for in class, and the all white kids use it for PE. So go down there and get your Skechers. Don't forget, you can get Tommy Hilfiger. Get sleek black leather shoes, matching backpacks and belts, all at one place with the Tommy Hilfiger brand. When it comes to backpacks, once again, John's cannot be touched. They got all the popular brands like Spray Ground. I gotta say that properly. Spray Ground and J World roller bags. So that's those bags that kids like. You know when you're rolling to the airport, you get them ones so kids ain't gonna be lugging their bags around. So that's a very good thing down there. Character themed backpacks, lunch boxes, and they also have been reasonably priced. So you can get those character themes. Your kids like those that you know, different characters, but they watch on online and so forth. And teachers love their electric lunch boxes to keep their food hot all day. So imagine, Howard, you come here to the station, or if you're a teacher, electric lunch box. That I guess it has some type of warming device. I haven't seen it myself, but they're supposed to go check it out this week when I go down there. So that's electric lunch boxes. And speaking of teachers, they have got you. Come on in and try the most supportive all-day footwear. You know, your foot won't be able to resist it, resist the type of feeling. For individuals who stand all day, they have shoes designed for that. And that's great. So you teachers, you're going to go down there, get this the shoes, plus they got elegant handbags to carry all the stuff you need. Now, where's John's located? John's is located in two locations, Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. Rosetta Street, one's on Rosetta Street, next one's on Carmichael Road. And just got off the phone with Anna like about half an hour before I came on this show, and she says, Ian, now this is Anna, she says, Ian, we want the Bahamian people to know, we want you guys to save big and get quality comfort selection, get quality comfort, she says, at a value that can't be beat at one place, John's Shoes and Accessories.
Okay, okay, because I was waiting for you to tell me where they're located.
Oh, okay, good. That's right. What it is. What it is, let me see.
So in...
Rosetta.
Hold on, no. Rosetta Street. We know that.
And Carmichael Road. Go ahead.
Carmichael Road on the side of the restaurant area thing right there.
You've got it.
Right?
You've got it.
The little chicken shacks situation.
Yes, I don't want to call any names.
Yeah. Right on the side there,
mm-hmm.
You go inside there, they mm-hmm. got a nice, great selection.
Yes. The Bahamas, you know, if you don't.
They sell clothes too.
Yeah,
but that's the other side.
Yeah, they just wanted me to focus on that today. Yeah, so it's a wonderful thing. Go down there, check out John's. I love it. Tell Anna, hey, I heard about you on Howard's show, and Ian and him say go down there and check you out.
I always do that.
She's a wonderful person.
I always do that. Anytime my kids, let me tell you what happened. All right, so the children is get, you know, they're growing.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating, they're growing, they expand and so forth and so on. The foot get big.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say they don't wear church shoes for a little while,
mm-hmm.
right? Or the church shoes bust.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to go buy 5-6 pairs of shoes.
They go to John's.
You go to John's.
That's every all I got to say. Time. Somebody calling me right now, they say, how, Ian, be going to John's. And then I have somebody else. They says, where is the Gymarito Eye Honey? Howard and I did our research about 3 weeks ago about the Eye Honey. Gymarito Eye Honey, this is an eye detox, helps to remove mucus and blurriness and floaters to help you improve your vision in a short time. Now, individuals who are dealing with cataracts and glaucoma, this is good for you also. It's no miracle drug, but it's going to help you regain some of the things that you might be having problems with. Like I said, it removes mucus and blurriness and floaters. So remember, you want better vision? Try the Jimirito Eye Honey. The cost right now is $69.95. You give me a call. I'm going to turn you on to them. 5520212. 5520212. You're getting very important. I'm dealing with an eye situation right now. I use mine. I got mine in the car, as a matter of fact. So I want you to get it, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to feel so good. Even when we read the thing last week, it was good for pink eye and even redness, all different types of stuff. Get the Jimirito Eye Honey, only $69.95, and they also ship to the Family Islands. 5520212, 5520212. Also, got to tell you about those privacy screens. You are tired of people looking in your yard. You're going outside. You're going to go hang up your clothes on the line.
In your bra.
In your bra. And then you hang up all your old bra and panties and your tape slip and all them things. What kind of people looking?
You only got two bras, so you had to watch the one you was wearing.
Yeah. She had two bras. She labeled them day and night. Girl, don't touch my night bra.
She had
bra.
To watch the one she was wearing, so now she's out here in a t-shirt.
That's how you wearing your night bra in the day.
People ain't got to see you. They ain't got to see you.
But seriously, but hey, look, yeah, get that privacy screen, yeah? As long as you have a chain link fence, what you do is you purchase it. It's easily affixed. Ian, talk normal. It's easy put on to the fence.
You could say attached also.
It's also attached.
Okay, good.
It's attached.
It's affixed.
It's affixed.
It's attached.
It's connected.
It's put on.
It's put on.
Okay, good.
You could just put the vibe right on and strap it down. Yeah. Get on the fence, yeah? So you strap it on the fence and boom. It's 50 feet long, 6 feet tall. It's only $189. You can't beat that, man. Stop being cheap, yeah?
And you can walk around in your bra.
And you can walk around in your bra. And you people who were part of nudist colonies in the neighborhood.
You got nudist colonies?
Yeah. They live in Colony Village.
We used to have a nudist beach in Grand Bahama, you know.
You serious?
Yeah.
You got to bring that back, eh? You got to bring it back?
Bring it back for what? It was...
Well, you don't even need it no more, the kind of stuff that women wear on the beaches, right? Yeah, so you don't even need it anymore. Yeah, man, so get that privacy screen, $189. It comes in a beautiful dark green or a black. You're going to give me a call at 5520212, 5520212. Looking for a big screen TV? Well, right now at Jefferson Emporium, they've got
a 17. What is big screen TV?
Big screen TV, big. Let me tell you. It's time to treat yourself to a monster TV, man.
Big screen TV is 85 inches.
Get this beautiful. It's a 70 inch. 70 ain't big?
Not no more.
The second you go right there, you say, well, this guy, you
that's what she said.
You like, he yucko with a whole 70 inch on me. Yeah, let's get a nice 70 inch 4K TV at a great price. It's a Samsung, it's a smart television. Right now, you can get it for $12.50 and they even do a payment.
Come in there now, and she say, oh, I'm okay with this little TV.
No, you get your little TV. Girly TV, so small.
70 inches.
We don't care, your little small TV. And listen, you also, man, listen, you're going to cool down any outdoor space. They got a 12 by 12 by 12 triangle sunshade. 12, because it's three, I said three 12s because it's a triangle. 12 by 12 by 12.
I get where you're going, sir. It's okay.
Triangle sunshade. Now you can enjoy your outdoors, your yard, when you are sunshade. It's only $139. $139. Get yourself a sunshade. You got a pool?
That's a great time for the summer. You can put it right over your...
Yeah, you can come right off your house, too.
Yeah, you can put it right over your little tent. I got to take a quick break, guys.
Yeah.
Quick break, guys. Going to get right back and dive into a couple more of these things.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too name it, we can print it. Just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Pop the top and collect. Check your cap by 700. 200,000 in cash and prizes. With winners on different islands.
Collect!
Pop the top and collect. Check your cap by 700. You could win free bears. Take a sip and collect merchandise. Might I say? I pop mine out.
Ex-O-Marie got
up. I pop mine out.
Home comedy loop.
Win free bears out.
Papa Cohen and just
check your cap.
Bring your go Grand Bahama.
Collect!
pop the top and collect.
Check your cap at 700.
You could win free bears.
Take a sip
and collect merchandise. Mother says,
drink responsibly, boy.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Last few minutes left. In the house with us is none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers. Talk to your old bra in the yard and no one disturbs you.
That's right.
Because just get your
privacy. You're going to get your privacy fence, your privacy screen. Goes privacy right screen. On. It's made of a very strong.
No one will ever know.
Yeah, it's great. Put it up on the fence. It comes in a dark green or black, $189, 50 feet long, 6 feet tall. That's wonderful. Like, what's that? Like, go outside.
I could go outside. I just I didn't get feet.
I do it all the time. I sure other people do it. Huh?
In your bra.
Come on, man. Howard, man. No, man. You didn't go in a bra, man. I went there. It was a brassiere. Bustier, yeah. Yeah, man. Okay, listen here now. Someone's writing right now. Asking about you. Did you see that WhatsApp I sent you with that guy? You were calling for your number, but anyway, don't worry about
that. Oh, yeah, you did say.
Don't worry about that type. Why? Listen, you guys need a tankless electric water heater. You can get it right now, $775. It's a Rheem 18 kilowatt tankless electric water heater. Get it right now. I have one, and it's really good. As soon as you turn it on, the water heats right up, and when you're not using it, the water doesn't run, so you're not wasting electricity. Get that tankless water heater. You're going to like it, $775. Give me a call, 552-0212, 552-0212. Also, people have been asking about the blood pressure monitor. The blood pressure monitor. You need a blood pressure monitor in your home. Doesn't matter if you're slim or if you're heavy. You need one. You need to know. Get one. I tried one on a lady yesterday. She didn't even realize how high her blood pressure was, and you guys don't know either. You got to get one. You don't need everyone to have one, but if you have a blood pressure monitor in the house, everyone can do it. Mom, dad, children, and niece and nephews and grammys, because you know, sometimes you live in extended families, live in a home. So it's great. Get yourself a blood pressure monitor. What I love about these is not like the old one back in the days. These ones are rechargeables, just like it charges with the same type of wire as your cell phone. And if you're visually impaired, it has a great audio. It talks to you. Your blood pressure is bang, bang. Your heart rate, bang, bang. And if you're so that's if you're visually impaired. And if you have some hearing difficulties, it has a huge screen, so it's easy to be read. My phone number, 552-0212. 552-0212. You're going to get yourself that blood pressure monitor for your home. Howard, people ask me all the time, Ian, I like when you and Howard talk about DNA Direct. It's so important to know who you are and where you came from. And a lot of people just want to know and ask and answer that, have that question answered. A lot of men out there are taking care of children that they're not the biological fathers of. Now, some men know, and that's honorable, but some men don't know, and that's not a good thing. So if you think that you're taking care of a child that's probably not yours, you want to get the truth, call DNA Direct at 324-0665. Get a DNA test for as low as $450 with no needles or blood
taking
involved.
Taking care of children
it's
all
easy.
This time that ain't yours.
I'm trying to tell you.
I told you about the story about my guy.
Yes, you told me about him.
We were having such a good time. We were there sitting down. I was like,
Howard?
Hey, man, how your wife is? He said that. And he goes, yeah. I said, hold on. I don't get you and your wife business.
Yeah.
I said, anyway, forget about her.
I'm telling
how
you.
How old your daughter? He said, that's why she's right now.
Yeah.
He goes,
yeah.
I said, what happened? He said, I take care of this baby all this time, and row day come.
And it ain't his.
And she say, well, that's why the baby ain't yours in the first place. The
get
baby's
a DNA
seven,
test.
7 years
get
old.
Get a DNA test. If you need a legal test, it's $550. That's if you need to take it for court, for your passport or NIB. If you just need a test for your personal knowledge, that's $450.
You'll never know if it wasn't for Rowdy, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's how a lot of things
but the
get
woman
them
know.
Uh-huh.
She yeah. know.
She said two times coincided, but she just assumed it was this guy because she might have been more active.
Yeah,
with
you
him.
Got to find that song for me. Shame and scandal in the family.
Hey, listen here. You want a Roy DNA test? Me. Call 324-0665. Get a DNA test. Howard, ED. You know what ED stand for? You're absolutely correct. Erectile dysfunction. If you are suffering from erectile dysfunction, that means when you're trying to get...
ET.
No, it is ED. ED is something it is.
ED.
Yeah. That's ET is erectile. Erectile is terrible. So if you want a stronger erection when it's time to get in that nice mood with your partner, please give me a call. We have the bully pills. The bully pills are being sold out, but we just got a shipment in. Get the bully pill. It's 6 pills, all natural. So if you're dealing with high blood pressure or diabetes, it won't interfere.
You just got a shipment in. The first thing popped in my head was a 40-foot trailer.
A 40-foot trailer.
with bully
when they
pills.
When they pull up these fellas, their mouth was drooling. From guys from in their 20s all the way up to guys in their 70s, they are buying the pills and they're having the time of their lives. Women are getting it for their guys. If that thing hasn't moved or whatever in a long time, take the bully pill.
Staple you're it to see your thigh.
No, staple it, sir. Get yourself together. Get yourself the bully pill. Especially
use it as an ornament.
You're dealing with a
tell
woman.
Tell old stories about it.
She 5, 10, 15 years.
I remember.
Yes. Y'all good at you?
I remember
you
that time.
What my grandmother say? She say, boy, let me tell you something here. She say, Ian, when you're young, when a man young, when he wake up in the morning, his things could watch him brush his teeth. But when he get old, he thing couldn't even watch him tie his shoe. Listen here. If your penis is not working at full potential, get yourself the bully pill.
We need a bully pill for the brain. Okay?
That is the brain. That's the second head. Listen, you get some bully pill, yeah?
If your brains are not working to full potential, if you out here stupid, it can't just be
yeah,
for sexual.
Listen,
pleasure.
Yeah. When you're gonna get your groove on, women get it for your man get it for your woman, vice versa. 552-0212, 552-0212, $55 for a bottle of 6. That's a great
You know
great
which one of my favorite movies?
Who's that?
Limitless with Bradley.
Oh yeah, I watched that.
I watched it 8,000 times.
Howard,
I enjoy that so much.
You say some stuff, yeah. Howard, last time I was here, man, people have been calling me about
that's
that.
That's a bully pill for your brains.
That is a bully pill for your brains. But get that a bully pill for your other things, man.
No, you don't need it.
Howard, you go for walks in the evening time, you and your wife.
This is what we do. Do we hold hands while we're doing it?
However you want to do. Then in the neighborhood, you got somebody's loose dog. These are different types of dogs, of course.
Are you selling shotguns now? You selling shotguns
on
the radio?
No, you're going to get this. This device, it stops your neighbor's annoying dog from barking.
To kill
plus
the
helps
dog?
You train your dog. No, it emits some sound. You're not going to hold it in forever and ever and ever. And the dog hears it and he stops barking or the dog runs away.
Oh, there's a frequency, high frequency.
High frequency. It's only $89.95. You're going to give me a call, 552-0212. It's ideal for you individuals who go walking early in the morning or late in the evening. Or you have a dog and you're trying to train your dog at home. The clicks can help him train. Sit. When he hears the clicks, boom, he knows what's going on. Get it. I love it. I don't have them dogs barking in my neighborhood like that. Bang. And when I go and walking by,
you
sometimes I ride my bicycle.
EKG on the
no,
dog.
No, the dogs love it. They say, give me some more.
You putting 5G on the
more.
Dog.
Hey, listen to Howard. I got two more things to say before I go.
Then you can't find your dog?
No, Ian.
No way. 552-0212. Call him.
That dog's delicious. And listen, if you're suffering from any pain in your knees or your ankles, you're going to stop living in agony. All your compression-relieving products are now available. Ask about delivery. They've got compression knee bands and ankle bands starting from as low as $30 for one, or you can get a pair for $55. Get yourself your knee band and ankle bands. Let's just say you play basketball or you might have an old injury. You have bad knees, bad ankles. Remember, once cartilage is damaged and it goes and it's no longer there, it never grows back. So protect your knees. Protect your knees, protect your joints. Playing basketball, I use mine when I mow the lawn.
Fellas said the cartilage grow back, you know.
Huh?
They say it grow back.
Who? What is that?
With sea moss.
Oh, wow. Howard just learned. For a venue, there's a beautiful venue in Twynham Heights. You can have birthday parties and baby showers and bridal showers. Beautiful pavilion with a pool and nice chairs around it. It has a fire pit, everything, an outdoor bathroom, everything that you need. You can also comes with coolers because everyone's looking for coolers at that time. And there's a standby generator, so even if the power goes out, your event can still go on. You want a great spot to have an event? Give me a call at 552-0212. 552-0212. They want to know the price? It's $150 per hour. And if you need to use the pool, it's one flat rate of $150. And that's a great price, Howard.
Excellent.
I want to have a party there.
My brother, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to stop by. I want to thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so very kindly. You'll see me again, God spare our lives, in September. I am thinking about putting a series together so I could be able to send it in advance. But nonetheless, we have Anku, we're going to have Garth, we're going to have some other persons being able to sit in. And I want to thank you so very kindly. Just give me an opportunity to be able to refresh myself and go on my little sabbatical and move in that direction. So all the absolute best. Enjoy your birthdays. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy those times. I won't see you until September, but you got Anku tomorrow. And then Monday, you know, is a holiday. So if you'll be able to reach me, you can still do so. 8270111. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. And I'll see you when we get back.
But your mama don't know. Whoa, it's me. Shame and scandal in the family. Whoa, it's me. Shame and scandal.